The days immediately before and after childbirth appear the most dangerous for mothers and babies. The World Health Organization, or WHO, estimates that more than 300,000 women die every year during pregnancy or childbirth. Each year, about 2.6 million babies are stillborn, and another 2.7 million babies die during the first 28 days of life, it said. Most of the deaths are taking place in South Asia and in Africa, south of the Sahara Desert. Many of the deaths could have been avoided with quality health care, WHO officials said. Another problem is that nearly all babies who are stillborn and half of all newborn deaths are never documented. Those deaths are not reported to or investigated by government health agencies. Officials said this means the actual number of stillborn and newborn deaths is probably even higher than the WHO's own current estimates. The United Nations agency says the lack of information makes it harder to find solutions. Ian Askew is Director of Reproductive Health and Research at the WHO. He said it is important for all births and deaths to be counted so health officials can make better decisions on how to prevent future deaths. In this way, Askew said, countries could improve the quality of health care and stop millions of families from enduring the pain of losing their infants or mothers. The WHO released three reports earlier this month to help health agencies do a better job collecting information. Askew told VOA that traditions and beliefs often interfere with the collection of important records about infant deaths. In many countries, he said, there is a belief that a stillbirth may not represent a lost life. Some stillbirths, infant deaths, or deaths of mothers result from complications during childbirth, the WHO said. Others may result from health problems with the mother, including diabetes or hypertension. A poor diet or using drugs can interfere with the growth of a fetus inside the mother, the WHO added. I'm Bruce Alpert.